This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live. You can join us here if you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. From cigarette taxes to Tamir Rice, those are some of the topics we have discussed thus far tonight. There's other stuff on deck, including another crazy story from New York. This time, police attacking a man for walking his dog without a leash. Brutal attack on this man. We'll share that with you here. Also, a little bit of good news about the cab business in New York. Cabs are now cleaner thanks to Uber. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. An interesting development in the free Uber movement here in New Hampshire in Portsmouth, where there's going to be a charity event happening New Year's Eve where drivers who are normally Uber drivers are not going to be on Uber. They're going to be giving people free rides to get from the bar to their house or wherever it is that folks want to go for free on New Year's Eve. They're going to be charging. They're not going to be charging anything, but they will be accepting tips. And now the government in Portsmouth has officially threatened them over this. So we'll tell you more about the threats. And you can join us here. Ian and Conan in the studio. We've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Chris Cantwell called in toward the end of the first hour there. We were talking about Tamir Rice with him, and we still have him on the line. In fact, somebody called in with a question for Chris, and we're going to get into that here in a moment. But Conan, you were just, during the news there, you were checking out the video of Tamir Rice being shot. You had not yet seen that.
I saw the portion where I think they're jumping on his sister.
Okay.
Later on in the video, I had never actually seen the actual takedown, and so I just watched
where they shoot him to death.
And I'm sorry, the car was still rocking back into a stop position, and the guy in Tamir was already on the ground. The car pulled up. It's off the street, off the sidewalk. It's up in the park next to the gazebo.
Are you saying you don't believe the claim? Because police are known to lie, and we do have Chris back on the line here. Police are known to lie, Conan. Are you saying you think they were lying when they said that they told him to, you know, show his hands?
The same way they said that guy was running from them, or was approaching him, was approaching him with a raised weapon, and I had to shoot him, and they would find that the guy got shot in the back of the head or in the back. You know, it's the same
in a different case.
Yeah, in a different case. Yeah, or in lots of different cases. And I'm going to say, yeah, there was absolutely no time. Unless they were down the street on their bullhorn, you know, yelling at him from a distance, the car was still moving and this kid was already on the ground.
Chris. I mean, is it possible
to just
lie?
To clarify for the listening audience, neither one of you carry a firearm, right?
I own a firearm.
Not regularly, but I do.
You don't
have
carry it, right?
I do have
guns.
I have never been a carrier, no.
Okay, all right. So you had this caller wanted to talk to me, right?
Yeah, but I wanted to get your comment. I mean, you know, isn't it possible?
It happens very rapidly.
Lie?
Violence occurs that way. When you are involved in a violent conflict involving a firearm, it happens very quickly.
But isn't
and
it possible
when people
the
who don't even
lie?
Carry a gun are trying to make commentary like they know what they talk about, I'm sorry, but anybody who's had to be in a defensive gun.
Oh, come on, Chris.
He was shot from the car. They shot him from inside
the
car.
He wasn't inside the car.
The guy was on the ground before the car stopped moving. Say it again.
I think the guy in the passenger seat did get out, Conan, and immediately shot him to death. I think that's what I recall seeing from the video. I haven't watched it in recent times. But Chris, I get what you're saying, and I have carried a gun. Look, you shouldn't have to carry a gun to have an opinion about whether the cops lie. And you know that there's plenty of cops who will tell a lie.
I mean, I know that there's plenty of cops who will tell a lie, but I also know that there's a real problem going on with libertarians in general, and especially in the police accountability movement, which often has nothing to do with libertarians, that there's this need to just rush to it. And I got to tell you guys, you know, when we're talking about a defensive gun use situation, anybody who's ever been involved in one understands that, you know, these things happen so fast. that it's really difficult to second-guess somebody. I mean, how many people in New Hampshire were running around calling me a violent lunatic because I pulled my gun out on these people, right? I mean, people do this, you know? And it's,
but
and it's
you at least have video with an audio track. In this case, we don't have the benefit of any kind of audio. There's no, at least no knowledge of any police audio that exists to verify their claims.
I'm sorry that the police don't have a better multimedia team, you know? But this is a situation about a defensive gun use. And so you're saying, this happens so fast, they must be bad. And I'm like, no, that's exactly how it does happen. It happens so rapidly that you don't even know what
happens. Fast and therefore they're bad. I'm saying it's that cops are not it's not unfamiliar for a cop to tell a lie to justify an unjust situation. And I'm saying in this case, we don't have enough information. We really.
Well, if you don't have enough information, that's a really good reason not to indict the guy who's the subject of the indictment.
I have a video. I'm looking at the video. The car is still moving. The guy is on the ground. And I own firearms. I'm past military. I know I've shot enough weapons to know how they work. So I don't know why I can't talk about this.
Well, you can talk about it all you want, but I mean, Ian's on one side of that table saying we don't have enough information, and you're on the other side saying this happened too fast, the guy should have been indicted?
No, I'm saying that
two libertarian commentators have the exact opposite opinion on this situation, and this guy should go to jail?
Which one? The cop that shot him?
Yeah.
I'm saying they should look into it.
Before a grand jury.
They dropped the case the next day. They said there was no problem. Even though the caller said that it's a juvenile and the guy probably has a fake weapon and
they didn't tell the cops that.
Yeah, these officers never found that out.
This is now what you're doing is you're obviously commenting out of just complete ignorance of the situation. You just said they dropped the case the next day. This has been going on for a year. They put the guy in front of a grand jury. That's what looking into it is.
Yeah, the jury did not return an indictment in this particular case, so there won't be any charges brought. Let's go to Rob. You're on the line with Chris Cantwell. Rob, you're calling from Modesto. You had a question for Chris. Do you have Rob in Modesto? Actually, I muted him. I apologize. Start over, Rob. Go ahead.
Okay, so my question is mainly why Cantwell has gone full-on status, Trump supporter, and he wants us to believe that he's somehow this high bastion of what it means to be libertarian, yet he's forcing for the power of the state.
All right, when were you diagnosed with autism?
Great, caller. Brilliant commentary. You can't really say anything.
Yeah, I can say plenty. I talk for a living, stupid. All right, so what I'm asking you is why you're autistic.
But
you're calling up here, you're saying
to
me, why have I gone full status as if that's an argument, and then me calling you autistic is somehow less of an argument. Is that correct?
Oh, boo-hoo. I asked you why you're a Trump supporter and worshiping the state now.
Okay, so I'm not worshiping the state. You want to talk about Donald Trump? Is that the question?
Sounds like it. Thanks, Rob, for your call tonight.
How about you? Go ahead.
I'll talk about Donald Trump.
I don't
Trump.
Think you've gone full status, but I do know a lot of people are wondering about this. Rumors have it that you're supporting Donald Trump.
I'm curious.
This is not a rumor. Like, I've been down to the campaign office. I almost took a position with the campaign, as a matter of fact. But I ended up not doing it because I don't think I'd actually be helping it out by being, like, you know, officially chairing the Cheshire County Committee or something. So I am not, you know, working for the campaign in an official capacity.
Are you just trolling, Chris? I mean, what's going on here?
I think that Donald Trump is the best thing we've got going for America right now. I'm not kidding.
Why would you say that?
Well, I mean, it's a sad statement about American politics. I'll give you that, okay? But it is the best thing that we've got going for us right now. He's self-financed. He can outspend everybody else on the ticket, so he has the actual potential to win. Unlike a lot of libertarians who are supporting Rand Paul, even though he has no chance of winning and is certainly not a good messenger for the cause of liberty.
Well, and was Donald Trump.
Well, what Donald Trump is doing is he's putting America first, and that's something that Murray Rothbard actually said. If you go read Murray Rothbard, right wing populism is an article he wrote as a strategy to victory for libertarians, which is to say, like, stop, you know, being a cuck, stop, you know, doing Israel's foreign policy, go out and clean up the streets and you know, have a civilized order in society rather than this liberal nonsense of everybody's got to be made equal and we're going to go out and hand away all of our stuff to other people and just let degeneracy run
but
rampant.
Trump's not
in this
a small government guy, man. I mean, he's been talking all kind of big government. He loves a big military invading the rest of the world.
Government paid healthcare.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact,
in favor of that too, right?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, healthcare is something that he's talked about in the past, but it's not part of his platform. And as a matter of fact, when it comes to one of the things, he's changed his position on some things. Guns, for example, he used to say that he was in favor of an assault weapons ban, and he's changed his position on that. And now he's the only candidate in the race talking about a nationwide concealed carry permit that he's going to override.
Well, Bob Barr supposedly became a libertarian when he joined the Libertarian Party, but then he rejoined the Republican Party. So, I mean, can you really believe these people when they claim they changed their positions? I don't know, Chris. Thanks for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I did want to know more about Chris Cantwell supporting Donald Trump. He says he's legit. Like I said to him off the air, I said, something about how, you know, are you trolling? This has got to be trolling, right? And he says he's dead serious. Says he's talked about it at length on his show, Radical Agenda. And I basically told him, look, you know, almost had you on for an hour at this point. So if I have you on longer than if I have you on for an hour, that kind of qualifies you as a remote co-host to some extent at that point. And technically, Chris isn't supposed to be a co-host on Free Talk Live. But, it, you know, it's fascinating that a libertarian could support, because, you know, there's no doubt that Chris Cantwell is a libertarian. Like, he understands the ideas of liberty as well as, if not better than, you know, the average libertarian, I feel like, which is why I think it's such a surprise to
some
people.
It is extremely surprising. And, yeah. You know, and I like Cantwell, and I listen to his show, and I wish he didn't alienate himself so much. I mean, he does do what he says he does, and that is, he talks about topics that are, you know, maybe a little hurtful to some people's ears. I find them refreshing. I like to listen to his point of view. It makes me think about my own views.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says he's a Trump supporter. It's like, well, I'm not a Trump supporter, but maybe I should think about that. Maybe I should actually look into that. And do some investigating.
You know,
I still don't get it.
Yeah,
you know,
right. You don't have to look at Donald Trump for very long before you find out this guy's not a libertarian.
He's not. I don't think Cantwell said that he is, but he did mention that some of his stances on foreign policy and on illegal immigrants and people who are coming.
He's not a libertarian on any of those issues.
Yeah, he's not. And I'm trying to find some of his stances on health care, and I don't think he has any different plans than the current setup, which is.
One of the things he said was that Trump has changed his mind about whatever the issue was.
Yeah, is he doing that to win votes, or is he doing that because he's actually changing his opinion on
That's
the way things?
Good question. And people should be free to change their mind, no doubt. I think it's unfair when someone says, well, Conan, we've got a blog post, or we've got a post to a BBS that you made when you were 14 years old that says that you don't agree with XYZ, and now you've changed your mind about that here 15 some years later. How can you do that?
I don't think that's going to happen, but what if I said it 6 months ago? And what if I actually ran on it? What if it was part of my platform? Like, this is what I plan to do when I become city councilor of Keene. You know, I'm going to do this and this and this. And I don't do any of it.
You're going to run for city councilor of Keene?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait,
definitely.
No, we've got state elections coming next, actually. That's state reps
right.
are coming up next.
So, I mean, yeah, but what if I completely changed my stance or just had an opposite opinion completely? I mean, what are the people who voted for me supposed to think? What are people who didn't vote for me supposed to think? I mean, it's all I'm flip floppy, and that's just not going to run. And yet, so many of our politicians are just that.
Well, and some people have pointed out that Donald Trump has donated to Democratic candidates as well in the past as some sort of evidence that, you know, this is the true Trump. Right?
Yeah, but he's a businessman, and he has, you know, companies all over the place, and it benefits him to support both, because whichever one wins, if he supported him, he's going to get those favors down the road, and that's how these businesses work. I don't think very many of these businesses are political at all. They're just playing both sides of the table, so that next year, it's going to benefit them some way or another. It's more economically logical for these companies to do that, to play both sides of the fence, because it's going to work for them in the long run.
Let's go to John. He's on the line listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, John?
Well, you know, I mean, I've been thinking a lot about the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, but after hearing the Tamir Rice thing, I was thinking a lot about that, and it's kind of like in how it gets addressed, you know what I mean? Like, everybody wants to talk about exactly what happened. Like, did the car pull up in time for them to have said anything before they shot the kid? Did the kid get the gun out of his waistband? Those kinds of things are relevant, but it's like that's what we do every time is we just worry about those things. You know what I mean? Everybody sits there and argues about that, and then we have a distraction topic instead of a solution. Like, I think that people need to work on solutions towards those things, and like I was saying, like the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, there's certain things that the government doesn't have a right to do, And there's certain things that we have a right to take the rights of the government away. You know what I mean? And we don't necessarily do that. And I think that those are the kinds of things that, need addressed. And,
well, what do you want to see? I mean, what is your solution?
I mean, one thing would be that, the government can't delegate rights that it doesn't have. You know what I mean? Like, I can't delegate somebody rights that I don't have.
Mm-hmm. Don't have the right to bust Conan over the head, take his wallet, and give it to me. You don't have a right to do
that.
I cannot delegate that to you.
But he could lobby his local government or state government to
do that.
That's true.
Exactly. And that's where it becomes corrupt. You know what I mean? But the government can't do that. They don't have the right to do that, and voters don't have the right to do that. And that's one of the things that they've kind of done with our system, where we have this the three-way checks and balances system with the legislative, judiciary, and executive.
And they do whatever they want, but
no, it's not working out. Because what we're supposed to have through the 10th Amendment is this force checks and balance. And it's the people, you know what I mean? Like, we have to step up and do that with petition to push things onto the ballot. And then get them in there. But one of the things that we've been having trouble with is corrupt ballots. You know what I mean? And it's like one of the issues. I mean,
well, in New Hampshire, we don't have that ability. Do you have the ballot measures in Indiana?
We've had some things pop up on the ballot, but they were kind of like opinion type things. They didn't really do anything. I'm in Indiana, you know. So.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are in Indiana. I know that here in New Hampshire, there is no such ballot measure. And you know, you can argue that that's actually a good thing, because in a lot of places, there's some crazy ballot measures that get put up and then end up getting passed. Conan, you and I used to live in Florida, and I don't know if you – were you there in, like, 2002 when they passed the smoking ban? That was done by ballot measure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 70% of people voted for that. Go ahead.
That's kind of it. Yeah, absolutely. But that's like voting away people's right.
Yeah.
But that's actually an illegal vote, because they don't have the right by the Ninth Amendment, that nobody has the right to delegate that kind of authority. That's completely unconstitutional.
Well, they actually amended the Constitution. So in Florida, when the ballot measures come up, they're not your typical ballot measures, in that when they pass, they turn into laws or state statutes. They actually amend the Constitution. So the Florida Constitution was amended to have a smoking ban put into it. So I think that the best solution to these problems is to get libertarians together in the same geographic area, which is, of course, the point of the Free State Project, which just yesterday crossed the threshold from 90% to 91% completion. We're gathering thousands of libertarians and voluntarists and people who love the ideas of freedom. We're gathering them together here in New Hampshire to get active, to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. And then what we can do is we can actually get more liberty people elected to the state legislature. We already have a couple dozen of them in there, and then they're going to be able to actually repeal some bad government programs and things like that, and bad taxes, and then, you know, get rid of, make the government smaller, and stop proposed increases in the size of the government. And I think that's honestly the best strategy that libertarians and people that care about freedom have. John, thanks for your call here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but it's not an easy road. This is a project. There's a lot that needs to be done, and we got a situation where some free staters are being threatened by the police in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, because they want to give people free rides on New Year's Eve. Free rides.
It's free.
Yeah, and we'll tell you more about that coming up here. You can join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, plus the New York man who's been attacked by the police there for ostensibly walking his dog without a leash. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can join us.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us in the way that works best for you. We will, of course, talk to you about whatever is on your mind. Coming up, the another crazy story out of New York. Man walking his
dog. New York City!
Yep, that's right. Get a rope. Man walking his dog attacked by police because the dog was being walked. A puppy, mind you, apparently, was being walked.
It must have been a big, toothy puppy.
Well, the man was actually pretty big in this particular case, and the police did not have an easy time arresting him after this. We'll tell you more about that. But also want to let you know about the Liberty Forum, which is coming up here in just under 2 months. It's happening February 18th through the 21st. If you care about freedom and you're considering a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, come on up to the Liberty Forum. It actually may be, the Free State Project may be completed by the Liberty Forum as far as it reaching its 20,000 goal, 20,000 people signed, as Conan, you and I have done, and thousands more have done. Over 18,200 people have signed up now for the Free State Project to pledge to make the move to New Hampshire and get active for liberty in our lifetime. That may be accomplished in, like, less than 2 months.
You mentioned that the percentage has jumped.
It's been increasing through the roof. It's accelerated.
Compared to previous months, previous years. And has anyone identified what might have caused that? Some new websites, some new initiatives?
They are doing a fundraiser right now at the Free State Project site. And there's actually a direct link to it in the Free Keen article that I wrote about it, going to 91% of its goal. So you can go to freekeen.com, find the link there. But anyway, I think that there's a few factors in play here, Conan. One is we're close to the end, and so there's going to be a bunch of people.
It's much more attractive.
Yeah, it's going to make it now. Like, you know, when it was at 20%, people are
whatever.
So now it's 90%, and or 91% now. It's going to make it sometime in 2016, and it looks like it's going to be sooner rather than later. So I think that sense of urgency, that's happening for people. But also they're doing a fundraising drive to do a final advertising push, and they have been doing this advertising on Facebook, which has resulted in it. That's one of those things where if you throw enough money at it, it's going to show enough of these advertisements to people that eventually someone's going to click and someone's going to sign up. So they figured out what the average amount of dollars is per click that they have to pay, and it's basically $20. And they're actually doing this fundraiser, and they've only had just a couple dozen contributions so far. So they're saying that maybe maybe it's like giving fatigue. Essentially, it's the holiday season. People have been giving a lot, and so they feel fatigued on that. So if you want to help the Free State Project push into the final phase here to complete to 100%, I'll tell you what, I'll actually dig up the direct funding link. I'll put it on the Free Talk Live Facebook page and Twitter, and you can contribute to them if you like.
So the Free Talk Live corporates who have been putting all this on, who've been doing so
the
much
Free
work.
The Free State Project corporates? Or
the Free State Project.
Free Talk Live.
The Porcupine Corporate.
Gotcha.
Who have been doing all this work to attract signers and whatnot, and do a lot of work at the Pork Fest. What do you think their next step is? I mean, when they get the signers, people start moving. They'll have like 5 years. I guess they can argue that they'll have 5 years to be the introductories.
Are you saying, what is the question for the people who are running the Free State Project, like the board of directors?
Yeah, what are they going to do next? What are they going to transform their job description into, or are they just going to walk away and do new things?
Well, that's an excellent question, because number one, the Free State Project board does not get paid.
Right.
The Free State Project president does, however, and so I don't know is the answer, because I know originally the plan was for the Free State Project to shut down.
That's what I've always heard.
Once it reaches 20,000, that's it. The move is triggered. They send out the email, hey, congratulations, we've done it, we've made 20,000, now you get to move. Here's some moving resources, we'll see you when you get to New Hampshire. But I don't think it's going to be that easy, because they do have the moving count. Or the moved count, the number on their website that shows. So they've got the number of how many people have signed, and then they also have a number of how many people have moved. You and I are two of those early movers, Conan. So they'll probably want to keep that operation going to some extent. Whether that will require the same amount of donations, I highly doubt. And, you know, another big question is what's going to happen with the Liberty Forum? What's going to happen with the Porcupine Freedom Festival? These are the two yearly events that the Free State Project puts on. And so, you know, are they going to keep doing those? I think most people want those events to continue. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to...
Maybe not at Rogers Campground, but, I mean, it would be nice if there was something closer to us.
Oh, for a camping event?
Yeah, Rogers is getting kind of... I mean, it's getting kind of filled these
days,
right?
That's it, dude. That's the biggest campsite on all of New Hampshire. That's it.
We need some richers to come in here and buy a big plot of good 100
acres
or so.
There's 300-some acres for sale here in Cheshire County.
There's 80 acres in Surrey, which is just right there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, in Keene. It's right here in Keene. So, I mean, if you can pay for that much... And property
Man,
taxes.
I wish I knew
right.
some richers. I wish I knew some rich libertarians who just had a whole bunch of money to throw around. Because, you know, somebody with a few million bucks could change the movement.
They exist.
Well, they need to get to New Hampshire then. And even if they can't get to New Hampshire, give some money to the activism happening here. Because this is where your activism can actually have an effect. This is where your efforts...
Yeah, stop planning on building your off-the-coast water city.
Mm. Yeah, they are talking about that.
Or going to Mars or whatever that whatever the heck kind of fantasy.
Yeah, this is not a fantasy. This is happening. This is real. And there are thousands of people who are going to come here. Now, is it going to be all 20,000? No, come on.
No.
I mean, some of those 20,000 are dead.
But we only need five, Ian.
Yeah, five would be tremendous.
Man, we could hit it out of the park.
Because we already have about maybe four or so, if you include the Friends of the Free State Project, the people who are New Hampshire natives and folks, people already living here who signed up as Friends of the Free State Project. There are a lot of people here who care about freedom and are getting active. So this is definitely the place you want to be. As far as what happens with the Free State Project, I don't know. That remains to be seen. I guess the board will ultimately decide those things, and the board is not elected, so you know they're going to do what they're going to do. And regardless, I think that we need to keep promoting the idea of moving to New Hampshire. Presumably, if the Free State Project continues, that will likely be the mode that they move into is, okay, we've made our goal. Now you can move to New Hampshire. And even if you didn't sign up for the Free State Project, here, you can move too. You know, because we're not going to say no to a libertarian who says, oh, crap, I didn't make the 20,000. I just heard about you guys, and, you know, I'd be 20,010 if I signed up now or whatever. No, come on, go ahead. You know, here, you can sign up as a friend, or I don't know what they'll do as far as, like, sign-ups or whatever. But I think they should still continue as, like, a promotional venue to promote all of the cool liberty stuff that's happening here in New Hampshire. Now, you know, you and I do that to some extent because we're bloggers over at freekeen.com, and that's actually the longest-running, to my knowledge, it's the longest-running blog in New Hampshire for liberty-minded people.
Yeah, what anniversary just happened? Was that the Freekeen? That was the Freekeen blog?
Freekeen 9th anniversary, 9th birthday.
Awesome.
Yeah, nine full years. Next year will be our full decade of providing liberty-oriented content here, and a kind of a window into the world of activism. Just a small window, mind you. You know, what you see on Freekeen is just a fraction of what is happening here, because we can't report on everything.
Yeah, this is mostly just Keene. I mean, sometimes you talk about the Portsmouth stuff.
Been making a lot of headlines recently.
But I mean, that's so you got Portsmouth, you got Manchester. you got the people who are living almost off the grid up in Grafton.
Yep.
And I mean, there are so many different. If you don't want to be here, because we kind of live in kind of a little, it's kind of statesy here. I mean, there's some liberals, and they have their fingers all over the local governments.
It's a big tax town.
Of course, one of the big old liberals just lost his position.
Winds might be a change in here politically in Keene.
And a very libertarian leaning individual took his place.
Yeah, I would say he's real friendly. I don't know how libertarian he is, but he's definitely fiscally conservative.
Hey, he's come out and he has said Keene City Council corrupt.
Oh yeah.
And he knows the numbers. I mean, and that's all you really have to study is the numbers.
I actually want to go and watch this guy when he goes to the council meetings, because he says he's going to be having a little bit of fun with that. Like, he said he's going to be, like, pointing at the cameras and, like, kind of playing it up a little bit and calling these guys out. And
the guy's place that he took, I just dealt with him last month with some crap that they sent down my way. They're setting up some peaceful road calming project in my neighborhood, which is painting a bunch of crappy white lines all over to prevent accidents, which don't happen in my neighborhood, period. And, of course, I had to deal with him for a whole hour. So the individual has taken his place, and I'm hoping there's good things afoot.
Yeah, I think that, you know, things are going to get better here, even in Keene, as hundreds and then thousands more people move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So it's at 91%. If you don't want to miss out, go sign up. FreeStateProject.org. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, join us. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
Another crazy story from New York, still to come, with a man attacked for walking his puppy without a leash. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Dan is listening in New York. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
This is Zach. Not Dan.
Oh, what's up? The board blew it on that one. Anyway, go ahead, Zach.
We were talking. I ended up talking to him a minute about Making a Murderer, which just started airing on Netflix. They put the whole thing up, and it's basically about this guy named Ethan Avery who got framed by the police twice for murders and rapes he didn't commit.
No.
Are you guys familiar with this at all?
I just saw the thumbnail the other day. I was considering it, but I've got so much more to watch. Do you suggest I watch it?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. If you had started watching, you probably would have been up all night. I was like, I was exhausted. I got like 6 hours into it last night after starting on the first episode, just because it's kind of like Breaking Bad in a good way. So you just want to know what happens next. I mean, in the end, this guy, and then the second time around, his nephew were railroaded by this corrupt sheriff.
Oh, no, you're not killing the spoilers, right?
Spoiling things for people here.
It's not really a spoiler kind of thing. This is real life, and the spoiler at this point, you find out if they're ever actually going to like get freed from prison. The first guy, he basically was set up by the sheriff because the sheriff had a vendetta against him. He was in prison for 18 years until DNA freed him.
Oh, wow.
Less than 2 years after that, he basically got framed by the same sheriff's department again.
Get out of town! Oh, my God. If you're in a place where, I mean, I'm sorry, I know people like to say, I can't leave, I'm tied down, or whatever. No! If there's some psychopath sheriff who's put you in prison for 18 years, and he's still running
what about,
the joint.
What about probation? You said 2 years. I mean, he was probably on probation for 5 years,
no,
right?
Not if he was vindicated.
He was vindicated. The thing is,
DNA testing, dude. They put him in wrongly for 18 years, and then DNA got him out. You're free to go.
Well, maybe
get the hell out.
Maybe his whole family lived there.
I don't care. You've got to. If there's a psychopathic sheriff who's still in charge, and you know this guy framed you for a crime, he's got it in for you, you're out of your mind to stay in that town. Sorry. Go ahead.
At the same time, though, he had been, like, meeting with the governor, meeting with all these people, speaking.
See, he had business.
Project.
He still had business to do.
He was kind of a poster boy for, like, hey, people do get wrongly convicted. And then right about the time they set him up for the second murder, the state was passing a law called the Avery Law that's been since renamed to prevent this kind of miscarriage of justice from happening again. The thing is that this documentary crew was there following this whole thing for 10 years. This is 10 one-hour episodes, and I'm on the second to last one, but it's just such a horrific, like, kind of Kafka-esque, nightmarish...
What happened with the second charge?
The second charge, so this woman from Auto Trader magazine came to photograph a vehicle at the salvage yard that the family owned. Long story short, she ended up going missing, and then the police accused Stephen Avery of doing it because he was supposedly the last person to see her, even though he denied any involvement. And then they got his borderline, his slow, borderline, mentally disabled nephew. They, without a lawyer present, interrogated him three times, basically forced him to confess to this whole ridiculous, like, rape, murder thing as by way of kind of getting his uncle, back into the legal system. And then, but all of his interviews and all this nonsense that the sheriff and the investigators did is on tape. So it's all being, you know, it's subtitles up on the screen. You can see what they're doing. They're leading this kid. Forcing him, guilt-tripping him into, like, basically, you can go home after you write down your confession and show us how you tied her to the bed. It's like, the kid doesn't even...
Well, hold on. So they're trying to get the kid to confess? How's that going
to
hurt the uncle?
Because they said that he and the uncle, he helped the uncle do this whole, like, rape, murder, burn her body thing, except none of the physical evidence lines up. There was a vial of blood that the police released to the defense, and there was, like, a needle mark, like they had taken some of Stephen Avery's blood out. And basically used it to. They used the same blood evidence that exonerated him for the first case to put him away for the second.
Do you have any info on the producers of the show, the guys who actually filmed? You said they've been filming for 10 years. Are they filmed for 10 years before they actually produced it?
I mean, this has been an ongoing thing. But originally, it was just about this guy getting out of prison because, you know, it became increasingly obvious that he had to exhaust all of his appeals, and it was finally just this one pubic hair that set him free. They ended up later finding the actual guy who did commit the crime because of the DNA hit. And basically, the sheriff's department, the guy had confessed to the crime after Stephen Avery was in prison for 10 years, but they deliberately didn't do anything about it because they knew that he was, they had framed somebody for the crime. So
yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. No, I get what you're
I'm not surprised at all.
So they ended up putting this guy away for the second murder?
For the second murder of the woman from Auto Trader, and also his nephew for blah, blah, blah. You asked
conspiring.
Who actually produced it. It was made by Laura Riccardi and Moria Demos, and they released it through Netflix. So,
wow, that's a crazy story. Dan, thanks for sharing it with us tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, it's stories like that, why people don't trust the police.
I'm hopeful that more and more stories do emerge like this. I mean, we watch this every day, but I'm friends with the Cop Block Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're seeing a couple of these stories a day, but I don't think the average person is actually seeing. They're still seeing the light a candle for a dead sergeant whoever who
That's
died
true.
In the line of fire.
Yeah,
they don't realize how many people are actually dying every year in this country due to cop deaths. I mean, these people are shooting people in the backs all the time. And some people, some of these are hoodlums, and some of these people are a burden on society, and there's nothing going to fix them. Of course, the question is, how do they become that way?
Mm-hmm.
And was there another alternative? Was there a reason why you didn't reach and grab that taser on the side of your, or that bear mace or whatever on the other side of your belt instead of going right for your handgun and shooting a guy? I mean, it is insane.
Well, in the case of Nicholson Gregory, a 25-year-old biology student at Nassau Community College, I'm amazed he's still alive after the basically wrestling match he gets into with police over him walking his dog without a leash in New York, in New York City. This story from RT.com, where cell phone video of a man resisting arrest in his own home and having his head slammed through a wall is now going viral. How the New York City police officers got inside the home is unclear, but it all stemmed from a puppy being walked without a leash.
This is typical of how these videos work. They do go viral, and then people, except you and I, and people like us, forget about them. And go right back to kitty memes and light a candle for Sergeant whoever who died in the line of fire.
Well, you know, Conan, I mean, I can defend people in that case. It's
painful.
It's hopeless.
It's painful.
Well,
the video is painful. I mean, it's like,
yes.
Wow. I mean, this is an actual human being terrorizing another human being because
multiple
of something
accidents.
Stupid. Well,
multiple
I mean, it might not be stupid, but you said a puppy. I mean, what if it was a big pit bull? And maybe we can talk about that later. I mean, because there are some I've encountered. I worked as a mailman for 5 years.
Yep.
I've encountered some pretty nasty dogs. And I mean, maybe this cop, I don't know, maybe he was bit one time in his life. Maybe he's just got a power complex.
Well, it's more than one cop in the video. It's two in the beginning and then at least four later. I have not watched the full video because it's actually fairly long. But Nicholson Gregory, 25-year-old biology student, walking his puppy, and it is a pit bull. Puppy pit bull Blue, around 5 p.m. on December 15th when he noticed police conducting stop and frisk searches, according to the New York Times. Or New York Daily News. Police noticed the dog wasn't restrained by a leash and asked Gregory for ID. Gregory reportedly was granted permission to go inside his Queens Village home to find the ID, but he closed the door, prompting two officers to repeatedly ring the doorbell. Gregory's 87-year-old grandfather, Rolem, came down the stairs to answer the door, but from there, the police and Gregory tell different versions of subsequent events.
Mm.
Mark Crawford, the lawyer for Mr. Gregory, told New York Daily News, quote, "The police are alleging that my client answered the door and dragged them inside to justify coming into the house."
That's what I do when I introduce people into my house.
Come on in!
Grab them by the scrap of the neck and just drag them in.
He says they had no basis to enter the premises, so this is their excuse that they're using, is they were dragged in. The arrest report alleges Gregory would not hand over his ID against the grandfather's advice. Cell phone video taken by Gregory's girlfriend opens with an ongoing struggle between Gregory and the officer, so you don't get to see what led up to the actual fisticuffs here.
Mm-hmm.
Though Gregory is holding up his hands in the video showing his ID, Gregory and his grandfather say police pushed through the grandfather to make the arrest. So grandpa goes, opens the door, cops push it open and come in and start fighting with him. The wrestling continues for several minutes, and at one point the video shows Gregory's arm around one officer's neck. Eventually backup arrives and things escalate. So if it didn't sound escalated already...
And what if the Bearcat made it?
There's more here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I think the Bearcat would have a tough time fitting through the front door.
Well, out in the parking lot.
We could share the rest of the story and the what it might be a crackdown on charity drivers taking people for rides on New Year's Eve.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency.
Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.